This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to another episode of the Financial Armor Show. My name is Brad Cooper, and I'm the CEO and president of Cooper Financial Investments. And I want to introduce again my wonderful, awesome co-host, Tony Shore. How are you doing, Tony?
I am so good, Brad. Great to be here. I'm excited about the show. I'm excited that you and I are going to be together this week at a big financial conference in Nashville, or Nash Vegas, as I like to call it. it's a huge conference, 525 registries. And all the top financial advisors from around the country are going to be there. A lot of the top advisors. So, and I know you're going to be talking to the advisors about what works for you, trying to help them out. And there'll be speakers there that you listen to. So I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This is one of the highlights that I look forward to each and every year. I guess one thing I'm not looking forward to is I just saw the forecast, Tony, and they're getting dumped with snow right now in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
However, especially, you know, us Arizonians that when it's 50 degrees out, we're freezing and have jackets and coats on.
Yeah.
So, but no, I'm really looking forward to seeing you, Tony. I'm looking forward to really just the being around some of the most brilliant minds in our industry. We're going to be getting updates from our money managers. We're going to be getting updates on the economy. I'm going to be listening to some of the top speakers in the United States. And one thing I love to do is I get to speak and share a lot of what we're doing and the success we've had over the years with other advisors. So great time to get away. So look forward to seeing you here in a couple of days, Tony.
Yeah, that'll be great. I look forward to hanging out. And it is crazy because I lived in Nashville for 6 years, and I think the most snow we ever got was like a dusting, maybe a quarter of an inch. They just don't get snow that often, especially as they're getting dumped on right now. It was a blizzard there this morning.
Yeah, I just talked to my daughter. She lives in Tennessee, about an hour and a half outside of Nashville, and they got like a half a foot of snow, which they're not prepared for. The whole town's shut down. Universities are shut down. So glad it's there. Me being a Missouri native, I don't miss the ice, the snow, the 0 degree or really negative temperatures out there. So
yeah.
Good thing that we live here in Arizona and
beautiful
to tolerate that. So now my biggest challenge, Tony, you know, is finding warm enough clothes to take with me to Nashville so I don't freeze to death.
Yeah. You might be. You're the guy who's in the airport gift shop buying hooded sweatshirts, right? Hopefully you'll be prepared. You'll need a winter coat. Trust me. Yeah. I hope you have a winter hat and coat.
And also, which reminds me of my youth, Long Johns. Dating ourselves now.
Yeah, I grew up in Minnesota, so I had Long Johns, the long sleeve Long John shirt and Long John pants to wear underneath my clothes because it got that cold. Yeah,
I know it. So, well, no, looking forward to it. And, you know, looking forward to the radio topic we have today as well. We're going to talk about simple but powerful financial steps. And just going through a lot of information, Tony, I just read about a week ago an article that just came out in ARP magazine called The 10 Retirement Planning Mistakes That Most People Make at Age 50 or Older. And as I was going through this article, they were spot on. And this is something we have been addressing over the past several years with all of the people that we're working with just to prepare. And here's what I found more so than ever in the last few months, Tony, is we have been introduced to a lot of amazing people, which is not a surprise. Some of the dearest friends and clients we have now, but very sharp, but people just don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And even though there's so much information and resources out there online, it's not getting to the consumers. And I think part of that is you're getting paralysis of analysis. I mean, you just get, you know, paralysis of just looking up all the information. So this is exciting.
Too much information paralyzes you. You don't know what to do or where to turn.
I know it. So this is an exciting topic and several things that we'll cover on today's show. But just starting out, prepare for the possibility of leaving your job sooner than maybe you anticipate, which a lot of people don't. Well, Brad, I've been at my job for 15 years, 30 years. If I had a dollar for every person I've met the last 30 years that have been at their current employer for 20 years, 30 years, and how the timing comes up where, well, we're downsizing. We're, you know, really the truth is with a lot of these companies in the last couple decades, you know, you've been around too long. We're paying you too much money. If we bring on someone to replace you, we can save 50% of the salary. So a lot of my clients have been victims of that. But, you know, be proactive, you know, hope for the best, but also prepare and plan for, you know, what could happen. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but it could.
Right. Yeah. So avoid mistakes. A lot of people make mistakes when it comes to retirement planning, and you want to avoid that. And, you know, retiring earlier than you thought is a huge problem that people might encounter. And I think the answer is have a contingency for the unexpected. And when it comes to building that contingency, one of the best things you can do, in my opinion, is work with a financial services professional, somebody like yourself, Brad, a fiduciary who's going to look at the big picture, who can remove the emotion from it and look at your own personal, you look at somebody's personal situation and say, okay, here's where you're at. Here are the mistakes you want to avoid. Here's a plan we could put in place for you. And it's better to do that now before something like that happens, so you have a plan in place.
Absolutely. I like to refer a lot of times, Tony, to financial planning and helping families is really to GPS to retirement. I was just on the road the other day, and I've been to this certain location several times, but I always put it in my GPS. Why? It's not that I'll get lost because I've been there so many times, but it tells you of maybe accidents or traffic being backed up on certain routes, and it will redirect you to a different route. Financial planning is no different. And that's where we come into play with the help of not only Cooper Financial, but our strategic partners from attorneys to tax professionals and others that help, you know, get around the accidents, get around the traffic delays so you can get to retirement sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. And make more rational decisions. You need that roadmap. And I know that's what you provide your clients with, and the people you meet with is a printed, you get a nice binder with your own personalized reports and your situation to see where your accounts are at, where you need to be headed to meet your goals. And I think that's really a great way to avoid some of these costly mistakes we're talking about. So what's next?
Well, another big one, Tony, and I have I've seen this so many times in the last couple decades, and it just reminds me of a story of a client I knew many, many years ago. And this particular client was going to retire in 2009. And he's been working with this institution for about 30 years, had enough money in his 401k to be able to retire in 2009. So as we were talking and the advice I gave him, unfortunately, he was restricted and he didn't take my advice on reallocating his 401k through work. And if we all remember what happened in 07, 08, and 09, over that 18-month period,
a recession.
The average drop, 56%.
Yeah, gone. Huge.
So here's what happened, which is so sad, just because of a combination of things, not having the options to reallocate, but also just procrastinating. He did not take our advice. and he kept the same investments, which were moderate to aggressive. He lost over half of his portfolio. Long story short, fast forward now to 2019, just a few years ago, he had to work an extra 10 years, Tony, to recoup what he lost. So what I'm talking about, which we take very serious, we have to as fiduciaries, but also it's very important, is risk. And we've talked a little bit about this in the past, but
sure,
one area that we take very serious and look at is your definition of risk. How much risk can you take? It's one thing to take a lot of risk and go with the ups and downs in the market when you're 25, 35, maybe even 40s. However, when you get to about age 50 and approaching retirement or in retirement, you cannot afford for your portfolio to drop 20, 30, 40% or even worse, because you may not be able to recoup it, or you may have to work another 5 to 10 years before you can retire. And if you're curious, we have a really great tool, Tony, which, you know, we've talked about in the past. We're very familiar with. It's how to obtain your risk score. And if you go to financialarmorshow.com, again, that's financialarmorshow.com. If you look in the upper right-hand corner, click on Get Your Risk Score. It's free. And within probably 2 minutes after answering 11 quick questions, you're going to get your personal risk score to see kind of what risk you should be taking.
Yeah.
And just one thing I'll add to that is, here's what I found through the last, you know, 10, 15 years of my career, more so than ever, is I'm finding a lot of my clients, especially when I'm meeting with them for the first time and putting together a plan, then they become clients. During that process, I'm finding out their definition of risk completely was different than the definition of risk their investment firm had for them and what portfolio they had.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's really, that makes sense, because you can make a bad financial decision in the heat of the moment or let your emotions carry you. And again, you want a professional that can help you make the right decision. And that's what I like about what you do here on the show and with your clients, Brad, is you tell us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. Right.
That's right. And unfortunately, sometimes what we all need to hear is not too fun. I love to eat and I need to lose some weight.
Right.
And if you tell me I need to eat less or eat different types of food, I'm not going to like that, but that's okay. Yeah. I know what's right, and I got to do it.
I'm on the all pizza diet, Brad, and I find it's working great. Wow. Yeah, great. Not to lose weight, but I feel good.
You feel great. Well, you look great, and that's why you're happy all the time. But don't starve yourself with veggies and fruits is a thing, right?
No, I am trying to eat healthier this year. That is one of my big resolutions. But you're right. I mean, obviously, risk is a big thing. We've talked about it before on the show. You want to minimize that risk and really a true balance. That doesn't mean just a balance within your stock portfolio. That means look at all where all your assets are at. They can't all be in the market and they can't all be under the mattress either. You've got to have some kind of a balance and you still need the growth. So what's something else? What's another powerful financial step or mistake we can avoid?
Well, another big step is if you're age 50 or older, the IRS will allow you to do what's called a catch-up. So for an example, let's say you're funding an IRA. And right now, if you're under the age of 50, the max for this year is $7,000. However, if you're over 50, the IRS will allow you to add an extra $500 to that and fully fund $7,500 into an IRA. In our case, we have a small business. We have what's called a simple IRA plan. It's even a little bit more generous, where if you're under 50, which several of my employees are in our team, I feel like the old man on the team, they get to contribute and can up to $15,500. However, the catch-up provision with a person over the age of 50 is $19,000 total in a calendar year. Wow. So check to see, you know, and re-verify, especially right now as we're at the beginning of the year. Look at what you're contributing, and you know, a lot of companies will match. If you're not contributing and getting at least the match, you're losing money. That's guaranteed money. And yeah. then if you don't know what to do from there, a lot of times we're advising people to switch over to a 401k Roth if they have it, or a Roth IRA if it's in your sure. best interest. And there's other strategies you can do as well. So, but at least take advantage of that catch up if you need to, and also take advantage of the match if your company allows it.
Yeah. And based on what you said there, it seems like those catch up provisions you're talking about, they're a good option for some of our listeners out there. I'm curious, though, about the effect of debt for those who are at least 50 and trying to plan for retirement.
Debt, that nasty word, which seems like we all have. You know, when I look at debt, and this is a very important discussion and topic we bring up, is, you know, there's good debt and there's bad debt.
Sure.
You know, definition of good debt would be just like my home mortgage. I'm locked in for 30 years at 2.8% fixed.
Wow. Wow.
Now
you're one 10 point ahead of me. We got a 2.9 that we're locked into.
Unbelievable. I remember the days, Tony, where they were double digits. My first mortgage was 14.875 on a 2-year ARM. And
an ARM. Ouch.
Yeah. Adjustable rate mortgage, if you forget, you know, what that stands for, especially for the younger audience, maybe that's listening. That's a rate that can go up, you know, every 2 years in my case. But I'll never forget when my wife and I, you know, interest rates started going down and we got adjusted downward, surprisingly, to 9.875. I think we saved a whopping 50, 60 bucks a month, but we partied and celebrated.
Yeah. Yeah. When my wife and I bought our first house, it was actually in Nashville, Tennessee. And our mortgage rate, we thought we were doing great because we locked in at like 9.8 or 9.7.
Wow.
Yeah. And we thought that was awesome. Of course, now our rate's 2.9. And so that's good. Why not? If you can get low rates like that, you don't want to be using money that you can earn more somewhere else, right? So you don't want to pull money out of the stock market or out of your retirement accounts to pay off your mortgage when you have such a low interest rate. Just use the bank's money and just keep paying that off. But there's bad debt too. That's good debt. There's bad debt, right? Which is pretty much all other debt, like credit card debt, right?
Exactly. If you have credit card debt that you're carrying over month to month, you know, the average credit card rate in the country today is over 28%. So that's bad debt. So we recommend, especially if you have a game plan of retiring in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you know, we help a lot of our clients put together a debt acceleration plan to really accelerate your debt. And here's something I learned, Tony, I don't think I've ever shared, which works because I've used it before, but and I don't know, I can't really know exactly who to give credit to. Maybe Ben Franklin, from either Ben Franklin or Albert Einstein. Sure. However, basically, let's use a car loan for an example. Let's say you're loan payment per month is $900. Quite a bit, right? And you finance that over 5 years. If you take 1/3 of your principal and interest payments, so in this case, 900 is your payment, 300 would be 1/3. If you add 300 to that 900 and make a $1,200 a month payment, you will cut the term exactly in half. So you'll take a 5-year loan down to a 2.5 loan.
Yeah. And by doing that, you'll pay less interest.
You're saving thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars in interest. And that will work for any loan. So, you know, so as we put together a plan, we look at the bad debt. Let's accelerate that. Let's focus on that. So if you are going into retirement and just have a home mortgage, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
On that. So
yeah, debt is important to get out of. Now, this would be a good point in the show to take a quick break to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, Brad. I know that you offer a complimentary, it's no charge, no obligation consultation. Our listeners can come in. You and your staff are great there. I know you love hearing from our listeners. How can they get a hold of you, Brad?
Yes, you can call our office directly at 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345 directly, or you can visit our website, which is financialarmorshow.com. Again, financialarmorshow.com. And you'll see a lot of our past TV and radio recordings, but also you can put your name and information in there, ask any question you have, and we'll get back to you. We have a passion and love for just educating and just empowering not only our clients, but our listeners too with knowledge. And I really appreciate all the feedback we've had over the past year or so on the radio show and all the great questions, which we encourage.
All right. Well, thanks, Brad. And I've really enjoyed our conversation today. You've been looking at some simple but valuable financial steps that our listeners can take right now to head into retirement with more confidence and excitement. So this is good. What's next on the agenda?
Well, this something that hits very close to home, probably for both of us, Tony, is if you're in your 50s, believe it or not, we're still hanging in on our 50s. Be cautious. Let me say that again. Be cautious about taking on too much college debt for your kids.
I knew you were going to say that. I have all three of my kids are in college right now. So
Were you cautious? I know you were, because.
So number one, I need money and prayer. Those are the two things right. I need the most. Money, prayer, and pizza in that order.
That's right.
Not necessarily in that order.
I know, but I know that most of our listeners know this as well too. College is just so doggone expensive, especially with your typical four-year universities. And so if you weren't able to plan in previous years and you're facing, a college for one, two, in your case, Tony, three, be very careful. We talk to a lot of our clients about this topic. And in some cases, debt is not bad, especially if you're in the single digits or mid single digits as far as those loans versus liquidating your retirement plans. Just reminds me, Tony, not on college, but a house. I had a client, not a client, but a referral from a client who called me up. And this has been a few months ago. And this lady was in her 60s. And she said, "Brad, I'm looking at buying a house." I said, "Okay, congratulations." I said, "What's the purchase price?" She said, $900,000. I said, "Wow, that's great." But she said, "All of my money is in IRA money, and I want to be debt free." She was not aware completely that if she would have liquidated her IRA, especially $900,000, I think she had about $1.25 million, $1.5 million in there, she would have been given up at least $300,000 in taxes alone.
Yeah.
So I share that with you because.
Was she over 59 and a half?
She was over 59 and a half. Now, if she was.
So she didn't have the 10%. She would have had a 10% penalty on top of the $300,000 in taxes, which would have been even worse. So, okay. Yeah. That's not good. That money is for your retirement. And even if you're retired, you don't want to be taking a big chunk like that out, especially if you could get a lower interest rate anyway, right?
That's right. And just my advice is do not put yourself in a critical financial situation or position where it could harm you and not allow you to retire. Or worse yet, what happens if you have some personal financial emergencies that come up? So be cautious there. And that's an area that we will, hold your hand and walk you through, because that could be a big mistake. The next topic, I'm chuckling and laughing here because you and I are guilty of this. At age 50, you still have time to change poor eating and exercise habits.
Why do you look at me and laugh, Brad? Why, when it comes to eating habits, do you look directly at me and laugh? Everyone always.
I'm looking at my reflection on a computer. Right. And I'm just, you know, what's interesting.
No, guilty is charged. Guilty is charged. But Brad, yeah, I'm trying. We're making an effort, aren't we? I mean, you look great, obviously. Wow. I mean,
I'm tall. I carry my weight well, Tom.
You look great for your age. No, I mean, for 75, you look fantastic.
You know, well, thank you. I feel 75.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You're a young pup. You're younger than I am. So, I think that's, that's true. You really have to watch your eating habits, don't you? And your health as you get older, especially. You know what? We're out of time. We covered a lot of important topics, powerful, but financial steps, simple, but powerful steps, I should say. Brad, let our listeners know one more time before we go how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. You can visit our website, which is financialarmorshow.com. Again, financialarmorshow.com, or call us directly Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of the Financial Armor Show with our host, Brad Cooper.
Thank you, Tony. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.